I am holding something from outer space. That's pretty damn exciting. I am holding something that does not come from this Earth. Let's find out where it came from. Dr. Bill Birch joins us, Curator Emeritus Geosciences at Museums Victoria, also known to his friends as the Rock Nerd. How are you going, Bill?
I'm good, thanks, Raf. Yes.
Where's this? Oh, look, I can see the little sparkly pieces in it. I'm very excited. Yes. Where's it from?
Well, it was found 2 kilometres south of Maryborough in central Victoria in May 2015.
And the person who found it, what did they try to do with it?
They tried all sorts of things with it. They hit it with an angle grinder, tungsten bits, they dip it in acid.
Oh, really? They tried everything.
It's pretty resilient, these meteorites. They're pretty tough.
So angle grinder, can you angle grind this stuff? Or
You can make a faint groove, but it's very tough. It's a very tough rock, yeah.
When did he realise he was onto something?
I think it might have taken him a year or so, and then someone, I think, locally said, look, it could be a meteorite. Why don't you take it to the museum? And that's what he did.
And it is a meteorite.
It is a meteorite, yeah.
How old is it?
It's 4.6 billion years old. It's the age of the Earth, the age of the solar system. So you're holding something.
So what's the galaxy, 12 billion or something? No.
The universe is 12 or 13 billion, but the solar system is 4.6. Actually, meteorites help us to date the age of the solar system. So that one hasn't been dated, but we know that that's the age of meteorites from the asteroid belt.
That's billions of years old.
Yeah, 4.6 billion, Raf. Yes, you won't hold anything older in your lifetime.
That's wild.
Yeah, I know.
How do you begin to work out what's inside?
Well, you have to slice a bit off it, and that in itself is pretty tough. You need a big diamond saw. That immediately shows you what's inside because you've got a smooth surface and you can see it on that little bit. And then you make a thin section. You grind it down and put a very thin slice on glass. Then you can analyse the grains inside it. And as soon as you do that, that tells you the type of meteorite it is.
Is there stuff in a meteorite that you can't get on Earth? I presume there is.
There are a few. Oh, yes, there are lots of things in meteorites you can't get on Earth. But by and large, the minerals in there you'd find on Earth, just not in that combination.
Ah, okay. Does he get to keep a piece?
He's got a replica.
A replica?
Yeah, we made a replica. The museum does great replicas.
A replica?
You can't tell the difference. Only one's heavier than the other.
Doesn't he even get a little chunk? Like, I've got this piece. How big is this? Like a block of chocolate? He doesn't even get a piece
He hasn't asked for a block. He hasn't asked for a block of chocolate. He hasn't asked for a little piece. I think he's just happy with a replica.
Does he get a finder's fee?
Let's say we purchased it off him.
Oh, you did?
Way. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Yes. Good for
so
you.
So he's happy.
Right.
I think he's pretty bewildered with all the publicity today, of course. But no, he's good. He's good.
And one thing I've missed, what does it look like? I'm holding this tiny piece that, like I said, looks like a couple of pieces of, chocolate off a block.
Yeah.
What does the whole thing look like?
It's a big brown rock. There's photos of it available now on the online.
Yeah.
It's just a big brown rock, very heavy.
Does it look different?
It does look different if you've got a bit of a trained eye.
Right.
It certainly looked out of place where he found it. There were no other rocks like that. And
that's a clue.
That's a bit of a hint for meteorites. If they look, you see a big rock that looks, or a little rock that looks out of place, it's heavy.
Yes.
Then you start to get suspicious. It also has some surface features that you can recognise as well.
I noticed people have gone back to meteorites been seen flying over Victoria. Just in the 30 seconds we've got left, can you work out precisely when it came to Earth?
Not precisely. We've got an age of it. It fell to Earth within the last 1,000 years. That's been determined by the University of Arizona. They've got a special lab. They do that by carbon-14 dating.
Oh, right.
And so we know that. But I think it's probably fell in the last few hundred years.
Why do you think that?
Oh, it's a long story.
Oh, okay.
But I think if it had fallen within the European history, the European settlers around Maryborough would have noticed it because it's only 2 kilometres outside and it would have been a big event.
Well done to the bloke who found it. He's done okay. Bill Birch as well, the rock nerd from Museums Victoria. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Raf.